what Christ did, we should do. Question. What did Christ use at the Last Supper? He used bread and wine. Could we now use, say, milk and potatoes? Could we?
No.
Would not be valid matter. And the church's infallible teaching is also that bread must be what kind of bread? Made from what?
Wheat.
My bread is not valid for consecration. Corn bread is not valid for consecration. Either Christ is the living God in human form, and what he does or did is the only way that we may follow his example, or, as in this case, there is no valid consecration. Number 10. And this is very important. A little long sentence, but worth reading. As the declaration inter insigniores points out, and the Pope quotes, the Church desires that Christian women should become fully aware of the greatness of their mission. The renewal and humanization of society, and for the rediscovery by believers of the true faith of the Church. Sisters, I have given lectures on this subject. The future, not just of the Church, but the Church is one. The future of human society depends on women. As women go, so society goes. And that, for 100 reasons. Who bears and brings children into the world? Who else but women? As the present Pope has said, the deepest need in human society is the selfless love of women. And their love better be selfless. And women, as we've just said, by nature, the mothers of the children whom they beget, carry, nurse, and raise. The women are not only to raise their own children. I hope you hear this again. Women are to be the mothers of society. That's a large statement. Never, until your dying breath, think of the word mother as just a noun. No, mother is a verb. We, sisters, need mothering. The Church needs mothering. And behind mothering is selfless love. back then to number 10. Their role is of capital importance. And when the Pope says, for the human nation of society, society in one nation after another is becoming dehumanized. And the single main reason under God is the dehumanization of women. And here, because I've given courses on this subject, one book I've never published, which I may, you know how much time the Lord gives me, what I know about women, far more than any husband that I know. Much more. The capacity for selfless love in a woman is just not known to men, masculine gender. And grace, as our faith tells us, builds on nature. Sisters, who were the first consecrated people in the Catholic Church, the first religious? Women. And over the centuries. And I repeat, over the centuries. And numerically, with very little difference worldwide. How much difference is there between the number of men and the number of women in, say, in India or in America? It is pretty much the same. Question, statistically, worldwide, who in general lives longer, men or women? The Lord knows what He's doing. And married women, as their husbands get older, they take care of their husband. And does he ever need, a mother? Selfless charity. Number 11. The Pope is speaking of women. They are the holy martyrs, the virgins, and mothers of families. First time I've seen this in papal print. Women as martyrs of families. And I can tell you, there are women who are living a martyr's life in their families. They are the ones who bravely bore over the centuries witness to their faith and passed on to the church's faith and tradition by bringing up their children in the spirit of the gospel. I could speak for hours on what I owe my widowed mother.